Regional Affairs Committee to order, and for the record, we have a quorum present with Representative Jean Covina, Sherry Davis, and myself, and absent are Richard Foster and Fritz Pettyjohn. On the agenda before us is Senate Bill 374, and we are on teleconference for this. And Senate Bill 374 is by the Rules Committee by the request of the governor. This bill amends the definition of alcoholic beverage and will resolve a difficulty that has arisen in connection with prosecuting certain local option law violations. As explained in the transmittal letter from the governor, the definition of alcoholic beverage was amended in 1989 to include fermented or distilled beverages that contain 0.5% or more of alcohol, whether produced commercially or privately. However, this definition created a problem in areas that have adopted local option prohibitions. For example, if officers confiscate homebrew as evidence and ship a sample to the state crime laboratory for analysis to determine the percentage of alcohol, fermentation continues until the time of analysis. It is very difficult to determine the percentage of alcohol at the time of seizure. For local option areas, Senate Bill 374 creates an exception to the general definition of alcoholic beverage. In these areas, any fermented or distilled beverage containing alcohol in any amount, produced commercially or privately, is considered an alcoholic beverage. This definition would apply to in areas that have adopted any of the local option prohibitions. The Senate Judiciary Committee substitute amended the definition to accommodate the sale of near beer in local option areas. Under the Senate Judiciary Committee substitute, the definition of alcoholic beverage would include fermented or distilled beverages that contain alcohol in any amount if the liquids are produced privately or that contain 0.5% or more of alcohol by volume if the liquids are produced commercially. So under this definition, any home brew would be considered an alcoholic beverage, and any commercially produced beverage that is less than 0.5% of alcohol would be considered an alcoholic beverage. We have Pat Sharrock, Director of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, on the teleconference network. And also we have Jeff Bush, Assistant Attorney General. He should be here to answer any questions we may have. Okay, Pat Sharrock, are you on the teleconference?
Do you have the numbers for Sheriff and Fulton's Forbes then? Okay, so we'll call them and have them call in right now.
I can tell you a little bit about while we're waiting. Basically, what the Senate Judiciary Committee did, they were trying to get a home brew. But then the Senate Judiciary wanted to allow the sale of near beer, but that's commercial. So that's why the Senate Judiciary wanted to language commercially produced beverage 0.5% or more. So any home brew is any commercial thing that's produced that's greater than 0.5% is considered alcohol.
Okay, we have for your consideration Senate Bill. Are there any discussions? Senate Bill 374.
Looking to you for leadership, ma'am.
What is the next committee of referral? Judiciary? Because of the home brew, that local option, we have problems with the local option anyway to begin with right now.
Yes, this is the legislature.
The local option laws.
I need you to call in at 562.
Okay, run this by me again. This is gonna, make homebrew legal?
Illegal.
Illegal.
Any homebrew.
Okay, well, and you don't want that to happen, or do you?
Well, to me, what my problem is that the local option laws are the ones that we have problems with right now. The depth of sentencing is the one that I have concern with, but that's not even on this. This is just on homebrew making it illegal.
You have to remember, too, this is a Senate bill that's already passed the Senate that's come to the House.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharp will be online in about 90 seconds.
And just say I'd like to hold over for some further study.
Let's do that. It would be best.
Mr. Sharp will be online in about 90 seconds.
Let's do
that. To what he has to say.
Well, let me make my statement. And
what about Mr. Forbes?
You won't have a
quorum.
I'm calling him down. Is he?
No.
Are they on now?
Forbes is not.
Okay.
Do you have anybody on yet?
Sharp should be on any moment.
Because there's other committee meetings we have
Mr.
to go
Sheriff?
To. Why don't we just hold it?
Okay.
And then just...
You can say that I asked to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been held?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll explain that.
Okay, and this one will be held until we get some clarification.
Mr. Sheriff, her staff will be talking
mm-hmm.
to you.
Pressure on you, see how important
I'm
it
sorry.
Really is to somebody.
Yeah, let's find out for you.
So,
okay, we shall conclude our...